Stand by. Lights, cameras, action. Are you ready for Monday Night Football as the Eagles beat the Bears?
I think this game is going to be a whole lot about the coaches and how well they move the chess pieces around on this field.
He fakes. He's back. He's hit. Back at the 10-yard line. Sacked by Malcolm Jenkins. He gives it off and keeping his balance and slicing in for the touchdown is Ryan Matthews. What a great job. He goes over the middle and it's intercepted. It's intercepted by Branham. Branham takes it inside the five on his feet all the way down to the two. Wentz fires. He's got Burton. Touchdown, Trey Burton. This time the handoff is to Langford. He fumbles the football and the Eagles have it again.
Turnovers.
Fumble by Langford.
This defense now has only given up two touchdowns in seven plus quarters of football. I think that's pretty impressive.
He's back again. He starts to run. He's hit. He fumbles the football. The Eagles have it. The final score. The Eagles bury the Bears 29-14.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, Ryan Westbrook, Eagles Hall of Famer. And we're two happy guys on this Tuesday. The Eagles 2-0 after the Monday night win in Chicago. We're going to talk about it right here. We're going to hear from Doug Peterson. First, Brian, I want to hear some thoughts. Impressive performance all around. Everybody's talking about Carson Wentz, but there's more to it than number 11.
Well, I think it starts with your head coach. I mean, he continues to put Carson Wentz in good positions. You love the things that he's doing. He starts the game in an empty set. You have a rookie quarterback. You try to protect them. You try to run the football. You don't do some of the things that Doug Peterson is doing. But he starts the game in an empty set. He allows his quarterback to see the blitzes coming from the left and the right. I love what Doug Peterson is doing. He's protecting his quarterback. It's just in a different way.
And this kid is so unflappable. But what you really recognize is he has all the physical ability to make every throw. Mm-hmm. But it's the mental thing, Brian. The Eagles have not turned the football over in two games. They've been highly efficient on third down and in the red zone. And Carson Wentz really has been on point going to the right spots. Had a couple of drops on Monday night. Yeah. Didn't faze him at all.
Up and down. That's one of the things that rookies struggle with, their consistency. There's too many roller coasters, the up and down. We're not seeing that with Carson Wentz. We're seeing a quarterback that's good every single week. He's making the right decisions, going to the right guys under pressure. That's what you want to see from a young quarterback.
And as a result, the Eagles 2-0. We'll talk about the offense and the defense, as well as a really kind of a shaky special teams performance on Monday night. All of that combined on this short week as the Eagles get ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And with that, we get you ready. It's our Eagles 360 update with Alex Smith, Doug Peterson meeting the media on this Tuesday.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. The Eagles players had the day off today on Tuesday after Monday night's big 29-14 win over the Chicago Bears. But we did hear from Eagles head coach Doug Peterson as he met with the media inside the auditorium. And the first order of business for Coach Peterson was to offer an injury update as he updated the statuses of Zach Ertz, Leotis McKelvin, and also added Michael Kendricks to the injury report.
As you know, Zach Ertz and Leotis, obviously no change with them. Michael Kendricks, nose fracture, quad contusion. He'll be fine again day to day, but he should be okay for this weekend's game against Pittsburgh.
Monday night was another masterful performance from rookie Carson Wentz in his second NFL start and his first ever road game. He threw for one touchdown to go along with 190 passing yards, despite the fact that his receivers had a couple of costly drops. But Coach Peterson said today that he and the coaching staff remain very confident in the Eagles receivers.
You know, they just continue to work every day sometimes things like that happen. They know. I mean, they understand it. They're professionals, and they pride themselves obviously in catching the football. And you could tell last night that they were mad at themselves. I mean, those are big plays, and we'll continue to. You know, I'm not going to stop calling plays to them because I know they're explosive guys for us, and we just got to continue to work.
Meanwhile, reports did surface early on Tuesday morning that right tackle Lane Johnson will indeed be handed a 10-game suspension for a performance-enhancing drug violation. Coach Peterson addressed that report earlier today.
Until I hear from the league office, Lane's my starting right tackle. Well, if that's the case, then we go back to what we did in training camp. But until that time, we're full go until then.
You can catch all of Coach Peterson's press conference from earlier today right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And be sure to stay with us throughout the week as we get you set for Sunday's showdown with the 2-0 Pittsburgh Steelers. And with your 360 update, I'm Alex Smith.
Thanks so much, Alex. We've got a lot to get to on this Eagles 360. A bit later on, Brian and I will talk about our breakthrough performers from the Monday night win. But up next, we're going to talk about the offense. And of course, Carson Wentz leading the way. The Eagles, a balanced offense yet again. Some good things, some not so good things. We'll talk about it next here on Eagles 360.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
You say crazy, I say crafted. You say savage, I say practiced. Crazy, crafted, savage, practiced. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. The Eagles coming off another win on the road in Chicago, 29-14. So let's talk about some of the things that we saw on the offense. And let's begin, Brian, with Carson Wentz, who came out 6 of 6 on the first drive. The Eagles showing so much confidence in him. And after a little bit of a lull, he picked it back up in the second half.
Well, you talk about a young quarterback. You talk about the consistency. You talk about the accuracy. He's throwing the ball to the receivers in great position. So many times you hear quarterbacks, they're doing back shoulder throws, which sometimes can be good, but that doesn't give the receiver an opportunity to catch the ball and run. Carson Wentz is putting it in the perfect position for these receivers so they can catch the ball and run. That's only going to make more confidence in the receiver and their quarterback. That's a great thing to have with between receivers and the quarterback.
We've also seen him really handle the blitz. We've seen him hang in the pocket, take some hits. If he's your teammate, if he's your quarterback, what does it mean to you that he's standing, staring down the barrel of the gun and throwing bullets?
That's what you love to see. You want to see a young guy standing in the pocket. Now, there's some hits that I just do not want Carson Wentz to be taking. He's getting outside of the pocket, scrambling. I want him to get out of bounds on some of those plays. But when you have a quarterback that's willing to stand in the face of a blitz and complete the ball accurately down the field, that's what you're looking for in a young guy. He almost has it all. There's a couple little things that he needs to change, but he's doing a great job as quarterbacking this team so far.
And he and the coaching staff really in sync, Brian. Let's talk about some of the things that you've seen from the design of the offense. The Eagles lose Zach Ertz for the game. They put in Trey Burton. He catches a touchdown pass on a really kind of a cool screen to the tight end in goal line situations. I haven't seen a lot of that.
You never see those types of things. And I think that's the imprint that Doug Peterson has on his football team. He's calling some plays and doing some things that you never really see and from a rookie coach as well as a rookie quarterback. But just as you mentioned, that play to Trey Burton, you don't run that play on the goal line. That's because things are so closed in on the goal line. But
Doug Peterson runs it. Trey Burton walks into the end zone. There's a couple other situations we talked about. You're starting a Monday night football game, one of your first away games for your rookie quarterback, and you have him in the empty set. They're going to blitz him. They're going to try to get after him, but you have him in the empty set. That's only because you know your quarterback can handle it. You know that he can see the blitz coming. That's a great thing to have from the communication standpoint, from your head coach to your quarterback.
So let's break that down. An empty set is generally a sign for the defense to go after the quarterback. Yeah. That's an automatic, right?
Well, yeah, this is the thing. When you have a rookie quarterback, you're saying, hey, let's protect them. Let's use max protection. Get eight guys in the backfield so we can make sure that our quarterback is not getting hit, because we don't want him to get beat up, and we don't want to ruin his confidence. But what Doug Peterson said is that we're going to empty the backfield. The only person we have back there is Carson Wentz. We understand that he can see the blitz coming, and he can get the ball out. One of the major things that rookie quarterbacks do, they hold on to the ball a little bit too long. We're not seeing that from our quarterback.
I think we're also seeing the wide receivers come alive a bit here. Now, there were a couple of drops. Jordan Matthews had the big drop down the sideline. Nelson Agholor didn't come up with some of the tough catches in the end zone, but there is life. There's no question about it. They seem revitalized with Carson Wentz throwing them the football.
You know, last year we were kind of down on Nelson Agholor, but what we are seeing now is a kid that has an explosion. We're seeing that explosion that we saw at USC. He's getting off the football. He's exploding up the field, and he has the ability to make those big plays. We've been waiting for that all season long. I think just having that confidence with the quarterback, the offensive coordinator, as well as the head coach, well, has brought him a long way. Making the big play last week definitely has helped him.
The run game still not where the Eagles want it to be. What are you seeing from that?
They're getting a little penetration. You know, when you have a big guy right over top of your center, Jason Kelce, who is not as big as some of the other centers in the league, that's going to ruin your run game right there. I think Doug has to do a better job of protecting Jason, especially when you have a nose guard that is 330-plus right over top of him. If they can do that, then I think Ryan Matthews can get going. We know that Ryan Matthews is a physical running back. If you give him a small hole, he can get right through there and use his speed to deliver a big run. We just need to be more consistent in it, and I think the offensive line playing together will go a long way with that.
And once again, four running backs used in the ground game. The Eagles 3 of 5 in the red zone, so still a lot of production for them inside opponents' 20-yard line. So it was an uneven performance, but you look at it, Brian, and the Eagles 2 plays away from scoring 40 points.
You love to see that. The big drops, you hate to see those types of things, but the Eagles are scoring points in places where you really didn't think they were going to score those types of points. I'm so happy about this offense, and this is just the beginning. They still have some ways to go. They still can get better in the run game. They still can get better in the drops. If Carson Wentz continues to get better, I'm not sure how good he's going to be. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
It's very exciting.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, it really is, in a good way.
Yes.
All right, so that's our talk about the offense. When we return to Eagles 360, we're going to talk defense. Again, a dominating performance for the Eagles, who understand that the bigger challenges are directly ahead. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Apple Vacations. Join Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz in Mexico in 2017. Log on to applevacations.com/beachblitz for more details.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah. Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking? We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
No one can stop me when I taste the feeling. Nothing could ever bring me down. Nothing could ever bring me down. Taste the feeling.
Simply Right checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right checking from Santander Bank. Are you feeling all right, baby?
We're back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. Players' day off on Tuesday. They get back to the practice field on Wednesday. You know what it's like, right? You get back from Chicago at 3:30 in the morning and you like to sleep in.
You like to sleep in, but you're right back at it because you know you have a big test coming up in the next week. But it's always great when you come back home after a win. That's the most important part.
Now we're talking defense here, Brian. We're talking about a big test. It doesn't get any bigger than the Pittsburgh Steelers. So what do we know about the Eagles' defense after two games? Monday night again, three more sacks, takeaways, pressures in the backfield, a quarterback knocked out of the game. How do you feel about this defense two games in?
You know, you have to start again with your defensive coordinator. I love what Jim Schwartz is doing. He's putting his defense in an aggressive position. He's saying, telling my defense ends, get up the field, get some pressure on the quarterback. Fletcher Cox, Benny Logan, get up the field, get some pressure on the quarterback. Now I can let my secondary just play free because they know the quarterback is not going to have a lot of time in the pocket to throw the football. I love what Jim Schwartz is doing. They're getting the turnovers. Anytime that your defense can get the ball back to your offense, that's a plus. They're doing those small things.
So up front, they're doing the job. There's a good fit with the linebackers. And then on Monday night, the cornerbacks really challenged here without starter Leotis McKelvin. The Eagles starting Ron Brooks outside, sliding him into the slot on the nickel, and bringing in the rookie seventh-round draft pick Jalen Mills. Now, the Eagles got burned once down the field. Alshon Jeffrey, 49 yards. Yep. Otherwise, not bad.
They weren't very bad at all. I think on that play to Alshon, they just didn't get the pressure that they needed to. Every now and then, Jay Cutler escaped the pocket. But Jim Schwartz adjusted the defense. Now he had the defensive ends making sure they stayed outside, make sure Jay Cutler stays in the pocket to have to throw the football, and they adjusted. That's the big thing. You're going to get beat from time to time, but can you make those adjustments and stop those big-time plays?
Now, on special teams, we expect more from special teams. Instead, on Monday night, while Caleb Sturgis made all three of his field goals, he missed an extra point, and the Eagles giving up a 65-yard punt return for a touchdown to Eddie Royal. And I know that that is Dave Phipps' bailiwick here. He's going to be in the meeting rooms pointing out all the mistakes, teaching point. You can't have any kind of breakdowns with the Pittsburgh Steelers coming to town.
Well, in this game, it didn't hurt you very much, but in a game like we have coming up in Pittsburgh, you have to make everything count. You can't make those types of mistakes because you know the Steelers are going to score points. You know their defense is continuing to get better. We have to win the field position battle. That includes not allowing punts to be returned. If you're going to punt to a guy like Eddie Royal, a guy that's explosive, pin him to the sideline. Don't kick the ball in the middle of the field. That means if you put him in the middle of the field, he can go right or left. It's just too much field to defend. You have to be smarter as a punter.
Eagles doing a pretty good job. Kick returns. Wendell Smallwood's got a bit of a burst. As does Josh Huff. Still want Darren Sproles to bust one.
It's time. He got one in the first week. Got a 40-yard in the first week.
I mean, bust one.
But you went all the way. Well, of course you
went. I got used to watching you.
No, Darren does it on a whole different level, better than me. But I tell you what, he's an explosive guy. He's one of those guys, just like I mentioned, you don't want to allow him to catch the ball in the middle of the field. If I'm a punter, I'm kicking it to the sideline. I'm not going to allow Darren Sproles to affect the game. That's what the smart punters would do. Every now and then you'll get a punter that'll allow him to catch the ball in the middle of the field. That's when you see the big plays from Darren Sproles.
And finally, the Eagles have given up two touchdowns defensively these first 2 weeks. But, of course, it all gets much more difficult on Sunday with the Steelers coming to town. We've got more to get to here on Eagles 360. When we return, we'll talk about some breakthrough performers from Monday night's game and look ahead to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Two 2-0 teams, the state of Pennsylvania's bragging rights on the lines, and no doubt about it, a litmus test for this young upstart Philadelphia Eagles football team.
Golden outside or fluffy inside, deep pockets or delicious ridges, tasty egg or savory bacon. Experience Dunkin's new Belgian waffle breakfast sandwich. It's not this or that, it's all of it. America runs on Dunkin'.
I enjoy gardening. I like to plant seeds and watch what grows. Several years ago, I fell, so I went to my local orthopedic doctor who performed a knee replacement. After a year of a lot of pain, I decided I needed a second opinion, so I went to Rothman at Jefferson. As soon as the doctor operated on me, I could tell right away that things were totally different. Now I can garden again, I can kneel, and I'm just very, very grateful for Rothman at Jefferson Hospital.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I step to Philly. The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
to my Parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late Night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly!
Introducing Dunkin's new cold brew coffee. Steeped slowly in cold water for small batches with an ultra-smooth, full-bodied flavor. Discover the craft of cold brew today and keep on. America runs on Dunkin'.
Time now to talk about some breakthrough performers. 29-14 win over the Chicago Bears. And Brian, and we all know that Carson Wentz is the storyline here and that Jordan Matthews, a big game, Trey Burton, a big game. But underneath the surface, a lot of players contributing to this. Who's your breakout performer?
You know, you mentioned my breakout performer, Trey Burton. He's a guy that he didn't play in the first week, but he contributed in a little way. You talk about Zach Ertz being the security blanket for Carson Wentz, your young quarterback. You just input Trey Burton. You allow him to get the ball near the goal line. 5 catches for 49 yards and a touchdown. That's a big-time performance for a guy that didn't even play the first week.
Okay, so for me, my breakthrough performer, new Eagle linebacker, Nigel Bradham. Mm-hmm. Nice interception, nice return to the 2-yard line. Should have scored
got
the touchdown.
That's right.
But I'm going to say this about Nigel Bradham. He followed up a really strong performance in week one where he was a tackling machine against the Cleveland Browns. And we saw his range and coverage on Monday night. Dropping into coverage, keeping his eyes on Cutler, moves into the right position, makes the interception, and then gets to the sideline for the return. Very impressed with Nigel. Just a really solid, physical, strong side linebacker that we haven't had here since.
Carlos Emmons.
That's exactly right.
The more you never – this is the thing for outside linebackers. If you don't hear their name, that means they're doing the job the right way. There's not a lot of linebackers that have the ability to rush the quarterback, to stop the tight end at the line of scrimmage, and if the interception comes to you, be able to catch it and return it a little bit. We saw that all from Nigel Bradham last night in the first week as well. I like what he's doing on the defensive side of the football.
All right, so now let's look ahead. Pittsburgh comes to town. Who's your breakthrough performer for Sunday?
Well, it's hard to go with just one guy because I think it's going to be a collective team that's going to be able to beat this football team coming in from Pittsburgh, but it's going to be the secondary. They have a big-time challenge. Antonio Brown, he's the truth. He's a guy that you have to stop. Of course, Big Ben can throw the ball to anyone, but if you can some way slow down Antonio Brown, then you have a big chance of beating this football team. So it's going to be a collective effort from the entire secondary. We're talking about corners, safeties, slobbers. Everyone has to play a part in this. Get a little chip on him at the line of scrimmage and be physical down the field. I think we have a good shot at doing that.
Boy, he's tough. Yeah. More than 100 catches on his way to a huge season.
Yeah.
He's
well-rounded. Fast and he's quick. He gets off the ball very, very well. You have to some way slow him down.
What a well-rounded offense coming to town on Sunday. I'm going to focus on the offensive side of the ball for the Eagles for my breakthrough performer. And that's Nelson Agholor, Eagles wide receiver, who has shown more life in these first 2 weeks of the regular season. I think his confidence has been built up. I think he's ready to play his best ball. He's got a lot of faith in Carson Wentz. And I just think that Nelson Agholor believes in himself after the first week touchdown, after some nice catches on Monday night. Now it's a matter of making the difficult catches and securing the football. He had a couple of opportunities to do so on Monday night.
At some point, you have to get rid of the drops, but you love his ability to now get off the line of scrimmage. One of the things that I was concerned in as far as the preseason was that he wasn't explosive, but in the first week, he was very explosive against Joe Hayden, and just building that confidence off of beating up a Pro Bowl caliber cornerback, that means something to a young kid in his confidence, and I think he built on that, and we saw a different guy yesterday. He looked like a different type of receiver. Hopefully that ball continues to roll down the hill and gets better and better every single week.
And the one early chance he had down the field, he actually had a step and a half on the cornerback. Ball was underthrown from Carson.
Right.
But you saw the separation that we did not see in his rookie season. Speed. And that's why I think he'll have a big game against the Steelers on Sunday. One more segment to go here on Eagles 360. Brian and I will talk about what's ahead for the Eagles. A short week as they get ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by McDonald's. Mix and match any two for just $2.50 on McDonald's McPick 2 menu. Choose from a McDouble, McChicken sandwich, 6-piece chicken McNuggets, or small fries. I'm loving it.
With Simply Right checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right checking from Santander Bank. Are you feeling all right,
baby? Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You feel better about the food on your table when you know the meat is sourced from family farmers and is spiced using handcrafted seasonings. That's why our family is proud to provide the variety you want at your deli, including no antibiotics ever and organic meats. This is what we were founded on. Because at Dietz & Watson, we've always believed in quality above all else.
What's ahead for the Philadelphia Eagles during this short week? Well, we're going to tell you. Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave and Brian here. Time for our Amoroso's on the menu look at what's going on tomorrow here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and Eagles 360. We'll take our first look at the Pittsburgh Steelers. 2-0 after wins over Washington and Cincinnati. Head coach Doug Peterson in studio. We'll talk to him about, well, we'll talk about Carson Wentz. Why not?
Why not?
Who also meets the media on Wednesday and will deliver an unflappable performance, I'm sure. Have you ever seen it, Brian, a kid this unflappable?
I've never seen a young guy put in the situation that Doug has put him in play so well.
So that is our Amoroso's on the menu look at what's ahead. Amoroso, the reason Philly sandwiches are famous. So, Brian, some final thoughts here as the Eagles get ready for Pittsburgh. This is the game. They go into the bye week after this game. How big is it?
Well, it's going to be huge. I mean, you want to go into the bye week on a strong note. Even though you're playing a Super Bowl contender in the Pittsburgh Steelers, you want to make sure that you go out there and show your best, because what you don't want to do is go into the bye week thinking, we should have did this, we could have did that, we need to do things better. They have to come out there and perform. One thing that would go a long way into this team getting a win this week is the front four. Can you get around Big Ben? Not only just around him, can you bring him down? Ben Roethlisberger has made a living in the NFL with extending plays and then finding receivers downfield just because he's so big, he's able to elude the rush. Make sure you not only get your arms around him, but you bring him to the ground. If you're able to do that, then you have a much better chance of winning this football game.
For 2 weeks, the Eagles have controlled the football. They've controlled the line of scrimmage. They've controlled the scoreboard. And now comes the first really huge test of the 2016 season, the Pittsburgh Steelers. So we'll talk about that all week as we get closer to Sunday. Brian Westbrook, thanks so much for joining.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Eagles 2-0, Dave Spadaro here. We thank you for joining us on Eagles 360, everybody. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.